Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
An Odyssey station.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
Farabee redirecting that one beautifully, but Swayman had an answer.
Farabee, the deflection there, and Swayman's got his glove in the right spot.
And looks in front and fires on the tip there, but Swayman denies Lawton again.
Cousins, nice little dance, gets it to the front of the net, saved by Swayman. Free look for Thompson with a shot, and it's saved by Swayman. Cuts in, backhand chance off the side of the net. Swayman stayed with him all the way to the far post. Turnover, here's Tate Thompson. What a move by Thompson! Rebound, and Swayman makes two stops.
Okay, this discussion started with Swayman. Tangway and Hart, 617-779-7937, Sports Radio WEEI. The discussion is, what I wanted to have with Andy was, is Swayman the next superstar? And then it's morphed into now, is it Swayman, is it Tatum, is it Bogarts? What do you guys think at 617-779-7937? Now, where do you want to start with this? Because you and I disagree on a number of things. Which guy do you want to go with first?
Well,
you want to go Bogarts or Swayman?
Let's go Swayman, because the leaping off point. You're all in on Swayman. And
I
will say, some friends that I have that are like hockey people, like kids play hockey parents watch hockey. Pretty much the only sport they watch is hockey, are in on Swayman.
They
have been in on Swayman for weeks now. I had this conversation with one dad like 3 weeks ago. Swayman's unbelievable. Yeah. He's the future. Tuukka who? Don't care about Tuukka anymore. Because you're in a weird spot with Tuukka. Coming off last year when he left the bubble, all the criticism. Heading into free agency, his age, all of that. And to suddenly have, almost out of nowhere, because Swayman is now the guy that everybody's all in love with. But my biggest issue that I take a sort of 30,000-foot view of this, I don't think a Bruin can be a superstar.
It's a great question, because there is something to what you're saying. Because hockey is such a niche sport.
Right.
It is. And I've had this discussion with hockey people. The most passionate sports fans alive are hockey people. And those are the guys you've talked to.
Yes.
Okay. Hockey moms, hockey dads,
love
whatever.
It. Right.
They know the sport. Even sometimes because
they're bat bleep crazy.
Yeah. I didn't grow up playing hockey. I grew up playing basketball because of my speed and athletic ability. I cannot talk about hockey the way a hockey person can.
Right.
I mean, I can read it. I can watch it. But I didn't live it. So I understand what you're saying. But here's my feeling, is as much about Tuukka as it is about Swayman. Then we'll get to the other two guys. Tuukka has not ingratiated himself to this community because of his personality.
Yep.
I think Tuukka gets a bad rap. I felt terrible for the guy because they should have beat the Blues. He stood on his head for six games. That seventh game, he faltered, and they lost to the Blues. I wanted them to win that series. They weren't supposed to beat the Chicago Blackhawks. They weren't. You know, people were like, well, it's okay. They weren't supposed to beat the Blackhawks anyway. The Blackhawks were loaded in that Stanley Cup series. Late in game six here at the Garden, Tuukka gave up a couple of goals. It sucked because, you know, the Blackhawks won at home ice. But I was like, okay with that. I really wanted Tuukka to win against the Blues because I thought he was phenomenal except that final game. But then Tuukka, as you may, he goes to the bubble. He's just... There's no personality. He's just stone cold.
I'm just trying to have fun and you know, play the game. I'm not stressing too much about the results and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's just it. You know, there's nothing about him there's nothing about him that's likable. There's nothing about him that's dislikable.
Well, that.
Yeah.
If you're passionate Bruins fan and your goalie, your star goalie says, I'm not really stressing about the results. Excuse me?
I suppose. Yeah, right.
Question
okay,
from the
fine.
Back. But, aren't you a professional? Aren't we trying to win here?
Well, I mean, there's no DUI.
Now we're in trophy, T-ball trophy for everyone talk?
There's no DUI. There's no sexual assault. There's no negotiations with the team. There's no, like, going off the reservation. That's my point. Fine.
That's okay. The barometer now?
Well, I think it is. Yeah.
Don't get arrested. Don't commit a felony. Don't, you know, join a sexual offenders list or whatever.
It is for me. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
What a low bar.
So it's as much about Tuca. So here comes Swayman. All right. You take a look at his numbers. He's 7-2 with a 1.44 GAA goals against. His two losses, I mean, one was a shutout against Pittsburgh. Then he's had his loss to Philly. He allowed three goals where Tuca, and you could get into the debate about who should start right now because Tuca wasn't great yesterday. The team sucked in the third period.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just Tuca. So Swayman is playing better than Tuca Rask right now. He just is.
But they'll go with the veteran. Still a tiny sample.
Agreed.
But there's a bigger difference here between who should get a chance to play whatever superstar.
Right. So here's my point. Is Swayman has ingratiated himself to the fans. He talks to the kids.
Sure.
He's not quirky like that. At least we don't know yet. He's not. He doesn't sit by himself. He doesn't do all these crazy things that goalies do. He comes out. He talks to the fans. He'll talk to the kids after the game. He's got a personality. More so than Tuca.
Oh, yeah.
And
but it's not a comp to Tuca.
I think it is.
No, that's low-hanging fruit.
Well,
then you're saying right there you're never going to be a star.
Well,
because
no,
now you have to compare yourself to every other athlete in the city and that kind of level.
I think a goalie for the Bruins, I think Tim Thomas for a year was a star.
A star
I mean,
on
that
what
year,
level?
That year.
That's where I get back
Thomas to. Thomas and Marchand, when they won the cup, they owned the city.
But the pool, the big fish in a small pool versus a big fish in a big pool or pond.
Right.
Pond be good for you. If every Bruins fan that loves Swayman buys a jersey, right, and every Celtics fan that loves a Tatum buys a jersey, what's the comp? Like, what's the raw number that you could ascend to in jersey sales? And that's just one thing, one metric I'm using. To me, it's not even close.
Well, I think right now Bogarts is in trouble. I think Bogarts is... Bogarts is just such a great player.
He should be the answer.
He should be the answer.
He is the superstar in this town.
There's no doubt.
But he isn't.
But he isn't.
Because he might be. I know Cora's big on this. Show me a better shortstop in Major Leagues. If he's the best shortstop in baseball for the Boston Red Sox
right.
in the prime of his career and not, you know, oh, I wish he had power. Nope, got power. Got average. Can play defensively.
As a glove.
Like there's no warts in his game. Why is he not a superstar right now? The answer is one thing, and you're going to say it here. Here. You're going
to
say it.
Oh, you
here.
Want me to say it?
Why
it's,
is he not a superstar?
It's baseball.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's baseball, Ray.
Okay.
It used to be that was a good thing when James Earl Jones.
Right.
It's baseball, Ray.
But now
it's baseball, Ray. I think hockey and baseball are in the same realm.
I don't.
They're
I think
lower tier niche items, whereas football's the king. I know it's cliche. People probably get annoyed. Hockey fans probably get annoyed.
It is.
And then you can debate basketball. I think basketball, personally, is a clear second because I think kids' social media, the clips, their marketing, they are just, to me, the number two behind football, and that opens up the pool of how...
Larry Bird can play anywhere.
See?
Wait, was that Sam or Derek?
That was Sam.
Oh,
that was Sam.
Sam didn't bring up a hockey player. Oh, he did. He brought Bobby Orr up later.
Sam knows his sports.
Sam's diverse. That's not
Bobby
the...
Bobby Orr!
But, you know, I always use, like, the wives and mother... question today. Mother's Day, correct?
Good
a lot of people
in.
Are going to be sitting down on the deck having some burgers, some steaks, some lobsters, whatever you're doing for mom, your wife, whatever. If you have a discussion about sports and you bring up Swayman, do most of those moms, grandmoms, wives, do they know who he is?
They will.
Do they know who Tatum is?
I don't know that.
Do they know who Bogarts is? To me, that's the barometer where you cross over
the
into
casual fan.
Superstar.
No, the casual fan. Because
you know
fan.
Who they know?
Mac Jones.
Tom Brady.
Mac Jones.
Julian Edelman.
Yes.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the advantage that football has, but that's the reality. They end up in the minds of moms, grandma. And I'm not trying to be sexist here or anything. This is just my experience with wives, my mother, grandmothers. Like, when you reach that level, like, if you said Lindor, Francisco Lindor or something to a lot of moms and
Mike
grandmoms.
Mike Trout's a great example.
Like, I think they go, who? Yeah. Is that the guy that
the
did he the
hood?
Right.
The chocolates?
Right. That's the problem there. And I was watching a game and it's like, yeah, this guy could be the face of Major League Baseball. You're right. And that's your problem. No one knows the face.
I want to get back to Swayman for a minute.
I know you love you some Swayman.
Well, I just want to make the point.
What do you think of this nickname? Does he have a nickname?
Not yet.
The Sway-Hey Kid.
Anyways, as I was saying, back to Swayman.
Bobby Orr!
Oh, boy. Maybe drop that. He didn't like it.
Oh, boy.
Just try him. Throw himself
okay,
out there.
So,
Sway, it ain't so.
I think that's a little bit better.
A little better? We're working.
It's not
bad. We're spitballing here.
It brought a smile to my face. I think it's the nature of the position. I think a goalie in this town could become a star because of the position. Now, the Bruins obviously have to get to the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's the issue here.
And that's why we're at a crossroads, I said to you off air.
And you're right.
Because we're embarking on Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs,
no question.
New franchise quarterback.
The Bruins.
And the Red Sox, surprising. Suddenly, we just wanted to have entertaining Red Sox this year, right?
Right,
that was the low goal.
Yes.
Oh, you don't have it. You have, for the here and for the now, the best team in baseball, according to record, right? That's all we can measure. You are what your record says you are.
You are what you are, Bill.
So, as of May the 9th, Mother's Day, the Red Sox are the best team in baseball. So we're at a crossroads here of who's taking over the town. We had a year where it all went bad. Tom Brady left, the ultimate superstar, a man of global extension, Mr. however million dollar yacht he just ordered, pre-ordered. He left.
Hi, I'm Tom Brady.
Superstar. So there's an opening there, right?
There is.
Who's gonna run through that door?
Well, I think it's gonna be Mac Jones. But when you take a look,
does he fit through the door? He's a little heavier,
chunky,
a little wide in the hips too. When he walked down to get,
here's
he's got childbearing hips.
Here's the tough part: you've really taken a good hard look at Mac Jones, haven't you?
You didn't when he did that march to the podium.
I didn't think that he had childbearing hips.
Oh, I thought he did.
Yeah, I did. That didn't enter my mind.
He had very much aunt swag.
Yeah.
On that walk.
Yeah.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
The Mac sauce.
I thought she was saying something else at the end of that sentence.
Well, I think she was in her own way.
Okay.
I think we all understand the intent of the sentence.
Yes.
I think that is clear.
So you think Swayman could be a bigger star than Mac Jones?
Let me finish. I think that Mac Jones can go out and have an average year, and he's the guy because of the nature of the position in the team and because of what Brady's left him. It's a legacy. It's Sunday at 1. The NFL is the most popular sport next to soccer in the world. I mean, it just is. It can't compete. The other three can't compete.
But even if you get Sunday at 1, like Wednesday at noon,
or whatever it is,
there'll be 30 cameras at Gillette Stadium for his weekly press conference.
Sunday at 1 is a figure of speech.
I know.
Okay, it means the entire thing. But what I want to say about Swayman is that because of the nature of the position, I think a goalie can be that guy. Like, everybody should be in love with Bergeron. I mean, Bergeron, you should be naming...
And that's my example.
You should be naming kids after Patrice Bergeron, right?
And are they?
No, because
how many dogs are named Bergeron?
Because
or Bergie,
of the Bergie. Because how many dogs are named Andy? Would be a good name for a dog. But anyways,
Andy
Bergeron, the nature of his position, he's a defensive minded center. The way he plays, and the sport. But a goalie, I think only a goalie, because casual fans are going to be focused on him. I mean, how many times do you see women casual fans? They'll wear hockey jerseys. I mean, they will wear hockey t-shirts, sweater. Right? So some of those people that you're talking about, the casual fan,
yeah,
I think in 2 or 3 years could be wearing Swayman stuff. He's the only guy. And I think it's the nature of the position. I think the way he's open, he's friendly, he's relaxed. That's my take on
it. Win a cup.
Now, of course.
You don't win a cup, doesn't matter.
I think they can.
What's his hook?
I think they can.
What's his hook? Because if you don't have winning as your hook, Tom Brady's hook was winning, correct?
Right.
What's his hook?
I think the fact that he's not...
You know who has a hook, for example? Ghana. Gunnar Olszewski. Ghana.
Oh, what are you, crazy?
I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar, but he has a hook.
Like,
you see the look
where
he's got the ripped-off sleeves and the Bass Pro. Like, there's a certain look and hook.
That's a terrible example. But
he doesn't have a hook?
That's not much of
a hook. He's way more popular than he should be as the 53rd man on the roster for 2 years.
That's because of the name, and everybody thinks he's Edelman.
I just said because of the name. He doesn't listen.
And then, no,
I'm
you said
you
about
listen.
The shirt and the slide.
This is interactive. No. This is interactive. I talk, you listen. You talk, I talk more.
No, I understand that. But the thing on Swayman is I think that he's not an introvert. And I'm not necessarily saying he's an extrovert, but he's normal. And I think you'll see him doing a lot of public appearances.
Is normal.
And he'll come out. And I mean, compared to the guy before, he's not an introvert.
But he doesn't have to just beat Tuukka.
No, he has to win.
He has to win, but he also has
to
be
have to win.
More interesting, engaging, draw kids. There needs to be something
well,
on
he's
TikTok
done that. That's
or
what I'm telling
Instagram.
You. He's always talking to the kids. He's signing autographs. He's available. He's around. Now, let's get to Bogarts. And I do agree on Bogarts. I think it's a damn shame. That home run he hit last night in the Baltimore game, oh, my God. We got that. Roll it, Eamon.
Here's the 1-2. Swing. There's the drive to left field. Way back. This ball is long gone. An inside fastball was not even in the strike zone. Xander turned on it, and he hit a bomb deep to left. 11-2 Red Sox. Number 7 for Xander. Gives him 20 RBIs. It's amazing how quick he can be on inside pitches like that.
When I see that, that's when I get gooey. That's when, like, okay, I love baseball. I mean, he turned on that pitch, and you want to talk about job interviews? I mean, his hips, his hands, whatever, all over it. It was awesome to watch. The problem with baseball is it takes you 4 hours to see it.
Right.
Okay, we all know that. But the play he made in the field last night, the guy he's hitting, look, what's he hitting here? He's hitting 357. He was 3-for-4, 2 runs. 2 RBI, had that home run, had a great catch at shortstop.
And his name's Xander. He's like the X. Like, I feel like that should have a little weight.
But
that could help.
Do we have any sound of Xander Bogaerts? Cue that up for me.
That's not Xander.
That wasn't him?
That was mislabeled, I think, in the computer.
If you heard his voice, would you know it without?
I think so. Can we play a game? It sounds like we got a challenge here.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
after we're putting the producers on the line. After the break, trending, I want 3 cuts, one of them being Xander. Well, don't roll your eyes at me because 2 won't work. I get a 50-50 chance. I need a 3rd cut. It makes it harder. Eamon just rolled his eyes at me. I said 3 cuts, and he's like,
It's Mother's Day. Sunday. I was really trying to cruise to noon here.
If one of them's Sam, or what was the young lady's name?
You just ruined it. I was going to play Sam.
Oh, sorry. Well, that
come on.
Okay,
come on,
we'll know
Gary.
That.
You're
sorry.
Me.
Such a rookie mistake.
Such a rookie mistake.
The graveyard don't discriminate.
Okay. We haven't even gotten to Tatum yet.
We have not gotten to.
So Bogaerts should be the guy. He should be the guy, but he's not because of the nature of the sport.
Correct.
So now we go to Tatum because after he had the 60-point night and after he had the 53-point night, I thought, okay, he's the next superstar. He's going to be the guy. And then they play against Chicago. The team that should not be named.
Yes.
The Boston basketball team played against the Chicago Bulls, and it was embarrassing. Tatum did not have a good night shooting, and the rest of the team lied down. They didn't play defense. Now, the Bulls have improved because they got Vucevic, but there's no way that the Celtics should have got, excuse me, the team that should not be named should have got spanked like that. So I think Tatum's value is being brought down because of the team.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to point fingers, I think the problem he faced, in my opinion, is expectations were heaped upon him too early, too high. He was Paul Pierce the second he got here. He's a top 10 player. He's
Kobe.
This. Worked out with Kobe. He was anointed. I don't know that anybody could have really lived up to what he was anointed to become. And then if we're talking about superstar local level, what's the most interesting? The hook. What's the most interesting charismatic hook of Tatum? Deuce. I think Deuce is his hook. Like, people love seeing him with his kid. You love seeing Steph Curry come see Deuce and that whole thing. He gives him the ball after the 60-point game, that whole thing. His personality is not, like, there's nothing exciting about his personality, right? They're trying. If you look, he's on chips. I bought the chips the other day. He's at Subway. He's got this. He's got that. But I don't know what his charismatic hook is. And so until he wins, and right now they're actually underachieving, even though he's making his nice run towards his max contract and getting all NBA, so that can kick in.
So he gets his $8 million,
But $32 million over the life of
the deal,
right?
$8 million a year, yeah.
Even though he's making that run.
You know something? We're going to talk about that. Hang on to that thought.
Okay, I will.
All right, 617-779-7937. Tangway and Hart here. We have... what was I going to say? Totally lost my train of thought.
We have an opening for a host.
Is what we have. coming up next, your thoughts. Who's the next superstar in Boston? And Andy just said something that pissed me off. We're going to talk about that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To more of what you want to hear, Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Dear kids, this is your mom. Mother's Day is here once again, and I just want to say thank you for remembering me. It makes me feel warm and appreciated that one day out of the year you managed to buy me flowers or a $2 card or actually take time from your busy, important lives to take me to brunch. That's more than enough to repay me for carrying you inside my body, going through 22 hours of crotch-tearing pain, and having hemorrhoids the size of corn muffins the rest of my life. Don't worry about the other 364 days of the year when I give up having my own life so that you can ignore me and complain about what I cook for dinner. All I need to be happy is a couple of hours at Applebee's and some cheap chocolates. Because I'm just your mom. Why be nice to me when you don't have to?
The previous message was brought to you by Sarcastic Mothers Against Ungrateful Children. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
We're all in pain. Oh my God.
Told you it was good.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, that's what she say, crotch tearing mothers.
Oh God! You had to repeat that.
Why am
I
sitting
now? I'm sitting with my legs crossed. I'm doing my Kegels now. Is that what?
What are you doing?
Is that what it's called?
We're trying to make sure this is our last Mother's Day on the air.
617
might be.
Well,
either
I mean,
way.
I don't know. We might get in trouble for saying that Spaz's mother used to hit him. So I don't know.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, how's that?
Look how he turned out.
I love him dearly. Thank your mom. Thank your mom. We love you, Spaz, yep. Just the way you are.
You could edit that, and that could be used in different... Thank your mom for me.
617-779-7937, Sports Radio WEI. It is Tangway and Hart. Red Sox baseball coming up at 12:05. It's the Sox take on the Orioles. The next superstar in Boston, is it going to be Tatum? Is it going to be... I think Swayman's got a shot because he's a goalie. Bogart should be, but baseball's screwed. And then it's probably going to be Mac Jones because it's the Patriots and the NFL. But you started to go down a road. Oh, one other thing I wanted to get to.
You started to go down a road, too, yeah, and then you interrupted yourself.
Well, I know. I cut myself
Focus.
Off. I cut myself off for once.
Focus.
But Medina Spirit or Medina, I don't know how you pronounce it.
I think it's Medina.
Whatever. On roids for the Kentucky Derby. So that was Bob Baffert. And then you made a comment.
I did?
Yes. Oh, now you're going to hang me out to dry?
You made a comment
that, oh, my God. Bob Baffert and Bill Belichick talk. They both cheat.
I think, well, they have scandals tied to them, to which Baffert actually discussed. There was a talking point of this because they used a Belichick and Baffert thing as part of the whole NBC
right.
coverage, blah, blah, blah. And it's a coincidence that they have the same initials, right?
BB. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they both were at 6. This was his 7th, correct? Now, I don't know whether this counts now or not. I don't know how, well, is this like, you know,
like
Marcus Camby,
yeah.
they're going to remove the win from Medina because it tested positive. But they, and Bobby the Brain Heenan, BB, you ain't cheating if you ain't trying, you ain't trying if you ain't cheating, he used to say, right? Just interesting.
Just a coincidence. That's right.
Or you could say people take pot shots at people at the top, and maybe they're winning because they see loopholes or inefficiencies in the system is the new phrase, I think. Billy Bean, another guy. Boy, you're going to have initials BB to succeed.
You're all
huh?
over it. You know, I'm really sorry I started this. I just wanted you to dump
Bill
on Belichick.
Burr.
Okay, we're done. All right, anyways, let's move on. You
were
about to go
sources,
off on
right.
Jason Tatum.
Barry Bonds.
Somebody put him in a room right now. Just lock him in a room.
RBB, the greatest initials
lock
in sports
in
history. 617.
Somebody take that wiffle ball bat and just smash yourself in the face.
Spaz, throw him in your junk trunk. Anyways, Jared Weiss of The Athletic wrote an article about Jason Tatum saying he's going to make $32 million if he makes... Not the first, not the second, but even just the third All-NBA team, which is not hard for him to do.
No.
He'll make an additional $32 million. And you have a problem with that.
Oh, if he's doing something just to buff up his resume to make money and not actually doing what's in the best interest of the basketball team?
What's in the best interest of the basketball team?
I don't know. Winning more, playing more consistently, being a better leader, filling the leadership void,
have
being
you been
the alpha
watching,
in
have
a
you been
beta
watching
team.
Tatum play?
Oh, so it's just about scoring points? Is that
what
it is?
Well, that's
what
they
days?
Need right now because they don't have anybody else on the team
about
that can
scoring
score points.
Because he's always been able to score points.
Not like this.
If you want him to play basketball,
because that's the only way they can win.
They got a Wii?
There's no Wii on this team because he's the only good player.
My sub has bacon.
Now
he's
right.
The only good player.
You fry it up in the pan. And I think that it's fine that he's going to make that bonus money.
Oh, I think it's fine he wants to make it. That's
I mean, but you
but if he is making some...
I know, that was the article. The article, the gist of the article was saying the only reason he's scoring 60 is to make the extra $8 million.
Do you like that?
Fine. I do like that because you know how you win in basketball?
I don't.
Score more points. You know what Jason Tatum's job is?
It's not to play great defense. Whether he scores more points, whether the Boston Celtics, I said it, score more points than the opposition.
Yeah, that's blasphemy this morning. The Boston basketball team right now is not very good. The only good basketball player they have on that team is Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown can't stay healthy. Kemba Walker, his body doesn't allow him to be consistent. He always has great games, and it doesn't matter. He had 33 points against the Bulls. Who cares? It's an empty 33. Marcus Smart wants to be the leader, but nobody listens to him.
Right.
He's chirping over there. Nobody listens to him. Brad Stevens, the coach, I want him, you know, something, take up a collection for him. Sunday morning, take up a collection. He should be in therapy. I think Brad should have taken the Indiana job. He could get any coaching job he wants and make just as much. Well, I don't know if he's going to make just as much money, but make millions. But he's sticking around. I actually admire Brad because he is going to stick it out with this crew of losers. Tatum is the only guy on this team worth keeping. The only one. So I don't care if he has to score 60 for this team to get a chance to win and if it turns into an extra $8 million a year for him.
I don't care. I don't think that should be his motivation. I don't think that's good for him or the basketball team, the organization, if that's the reason. If it's a byproduct, he realizes, I got to score through my bunghole right now because that's the only way we're going to win games.
And that's it.
I like that.
That's it.
I like that.
That's
doing
it.
Whatever it takes for the team to win. That's how Brady was portrayed late in his career here, correct?
Correct.
Remember they did the do your job. He doesn't care if we hand it off 30 times as long as we win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Not sure that was actually true. I think there was some creative editing and writing for that, and because he left right after, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but if this is a byproduct, right? Yeah, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to put this team on my shoulders because I am the leader of
this
team.
What else could it be?
That he is just motivated in scoring and doesn't really care.
I don't believe that. Don't want to believe that. Believe that.
Because you don't believe it?
Well, that's all I got right now.
Some around the team. Right? What was the headline? You had it over there?
Genius walks alone.
What was the headline in The Athletic?
I don't know. I'm going off the top of my head.
Okay, basically the headline was, this push by Tatum is about $32 million.
Well, you know, that was the gist of the article. I can't remember if it was the headline, but that was the
But it was. No, because that's why I read it. It hooked me.
Million.
It got me to click on it and read it, because I don't like that. And
well,
that's
right now
somebody
you don't know.
Who's
don't
around.
Know.
No, but that's somebody
Weiss
who's
around
the team.
Isn't King? King's the guy that covers the team for The Athletic.
Oh, so I can't trust Weiss?
Ken, if you want, but you can trust me just as much.
What?
I mean, King is the guy that covers
didn't you
the
tell
Celtics.
Me you're done with this team?
I mean, but I have a high opinion. I have a high opinion of my opinion of the Boston basketball team. I think my opinions of the other three teams, you can take them or leave them.
Okay,
but
good to know.
My opinion,
when you talk Celtics, I'll listen.
But my opinion of the Boston basketball team, I have a high opinion
on
of
which
that opinion.
Day? Because you seem to be very passionate, and it can change day to day. I agree, you're very passionate about that team.
I
love
favorite
that
team, and I hate.
But
them.
If I read
I
you,
hate them at the same
you know,
time.
Post win, and then 2 days later, post loss.
It's called
and
being
post
a fan.
This, yes,
it's called being a fan.
There's a lack of consistency or an even keeled nature to
there
it
is.
That is alarming. It's hard to take it seriously. I'm going to be honest with you. But just to get back to Tatum, is he the best player on the team?
Yes,
probably. Probably.
What do you mean, probably?
I like
Jaylen
Brown.
Better?
I like Jaylen Brown a
oh,
lot.
Oh, Andy, come on.
I love Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown can't carry his jock.
Wow.
He can't. I mean, Jaylen Brown's a very good player. Jaylen Brown is a better player than I thought he would be. He can't stay healthy for the life of me. God, stay on the floor.
I agree. Is Jason Tatum as good as the world has anointed him to be? Come on, passionate Celtics insider.
No,
let's go.
Because I have a high opinion of my opinion. He goes in stretches. If you look at prior to the pandemic,
so no
last
would be the
year,
answer because consistency is key
it
at
does,
this level.
But prior to the pandemic last year, he was crushing it. Yep. He went February, March. I mean, the dude was on a roll. It was his coming out party. He was carrying this team.
And now with $32 million on the line, he's crushing it
and
again.
And he's crushing it again.
I'd like him to crush it all the time.
Well,
you know who used to crush it a lot? Drew Bledsoe. Remember when Drew would be like six games into the season and you're thinking, my God, he's going to win the MVP. He's thrown, you know, 20 touchdown passes and three picks.
Right.
And then the bottom would kind of fall out late in the year, and he'd end with an average Drew season. Good quarterback, not great quarterback, not perfection. The interceptions would pile up. That's what differentiates you from being truly great and elite and just being really talented, really good, capable on any given Sunday of being great. I need you to do it every given Sunday.
Well, you need to
every
know.
night in and night out in the NBA.
I'll take it a step further. What Tatum needs to do, and he did have COVID, and he said that was a problem, and I don't know. I have to take him at his word.
Okay, so take him at his word, too.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Everybody who had COVID, you give them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm going to give them the benefit. How can you not? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't had it.
I can just doubt all of them.
Well, no. I mean, you can do that if you want. This is where Tatum, in order for him to become elite, he is going to have those games like he had against Chicago. That it's going to happen. All right? You're just going to have bad games where the shots aren't going to be falling. Right? Okay. I bet you this afternoon he goes out and has a great game, but they're not going to win. They're going to lose 40? Two in a row. I'm going to say he'll have 39 and they lose. Miami's winning both of these games, by the way, against the Boston basketball team.
If he doesn't have 39, you bring me breakfast
next
week.
I'm not doing this bet thing. No, why? We're not doing that. No.
Put something. You think very highly of your very high opinions. I do. So put your money where your mouth is,
Gramps. What Tatum needs to get better is when he has those nights that he's not shooting the ball well, he needs to help the team win another.
Get others involved.
The problem is there really aren't any others. I mean, okay, Kemba got involved. It wasn't enough, right? Evan Fournier, this guy.
It's French, Fournier.
He can shoot a three. He can't guard you. He can't guard your mother. Oh. You want to talk about a defensive liability. That's not a knock. I'm just saying. She doesn't have the first step that she wants.
No, she doesn't.
You know.
Never was the same after that hip replacement.
No, or having you.
That's true.
There you go. But Evan Fournier is a defensive liability. Rob Williams, he's a difference maker on this team. And he can't play. He can't stay healthy. When he plays, there's a different energy. There is a different energy when he plays.
Agreed.
And now people are on Danny because he traded Tice. Come on, please. Give me a break. What you're telling me is Daniel Tice is the difference?
He is not the difference. I can tell you that he is definitively not the difference. I think what people are getting on them for is it was a move based on finances, not necessarily the talent on your roster, your bench, your basketball team, how good a team you were. I think that's where the criticism lies, not that, if you had Daniel Tice right now, you might win a championship, right? Like Perk, right? If you kept Perk, you might have won a title.
Well, yeah, same deal. I mean, it's not the same deal.
Right.
But sorry, I just lost my voice for a minute, which is much to Andy's chagrin.
Wish you had lost it in the first segment.
Yeah, I know.
Idiotic Mac Jones take.
Well, what can I tell you? I'm trying really hard to be patient
with
you.
You're trying.
I was okay with the deal at the time because I did not know that Williams was going to have these health problems.
Right.
Did anybody?
Well, I mean, the criticisms of Danny, I think, are legitimate. The way the team is built, I think, you know me, yes. I have criticisms back to Miles Turner. I go all the way back to Miles Turner. I know you don't buy the Miles Turner stuff. But I have criticisms as to the way this team was put together. I thought the moves were not, you know, Teague and Tristan Thompson, everybody, these are great moves. They do this, you got that. And it's like, I don't really see it. I never really saw it. I haven't seen it, right? They moved on from that plan to some degree, right? We moved on from Teague and you moved on to Rob Williams, sort of, you know, as a guy that you are right. He brings energy. Part of it is just the way he plays. Because blocked shots and dunks are exciting, right? When you get lobs up there, everybody feels it. The arena feels it. The teammates feel it. Everybody feels it. But it still gets back to what we've talked about for a week plus. The Patriots 2021 draft will be decided by Mac Jones, right? Not by Christian Barmore or you got Perkins was a steal at 96. Nope. You took a quarterback 15. He better be a franchise quarterback. We'll be talking about the quarterback one way or the other this year, next year, the year after. If Jason Tatum is the straw that stirs the Celtics drink, it's all about Tatum. I don't want to hear all the depth. They're not without talent, right? They're not without talent. Is the roster well built? Is it deep? How does it fit together?
The talent has been overrated.
That may be true. But you have...
Because you said that a couple of weeks ago.
You have multiple All-Stars, correct? You have a this-year All-Star in Jalen Brown.
Yeah,
you have a recent All-Star in Kemba.
Kemba doesn't count.
See, that's where I get back to. We've been living in a washing machine for like 4 or 5 years now where your best player based on contracts, your highest paid player, doesn't play to his paycheck and is not physically capable of carrying the load. It was Gordon Hayward. highest paid player. He's always hurt, had the injury, the whatever the story is. And now it's Kemba. It's the same story over and over and over again.
All right, coming up next, is it the coach, the GM of the players, Celtics, 11 o'clock, back to Cam versus Mac right here at WEEI.
Covering Boston sports and beyond, Tangway and Hart on EEI.
If you're getting your mom a card for Mother's Day, make sure it's not on this list of the top rejected Mother's Day cards. Number 5. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you, Mom, and your basement, too. Number 4. I've learned so much from you, Mom, over the years, about chain-smoking menthols and shotgunning beers. Number 3. It's Mother's Day, and I think you're swell, so brunch is on me at Taco Bell. Number 2. It's your day, Mom, so you get a reprieve from me asking you why you made Dad leave. And number 1. I know that raising me was hard, so please enjoy this lame-ass card.
Everybody's just got to play to their strengths. They've got to do what they do best. Sometimes there's easier matchup than others. This was a tough night matchup-wise for us. You know, kind of, again, I've said that. You know, I thought that they put us in a bind in a lot of ways. Vucevic's skill passing and Vucevic's skill shooting. And then I thought Tyce's activity was really good.
Stop the bite. Stop the bite. I was in a good mood. You guys did a great job with that Mother's Day bit. I was laughing. It was funny. And I love me some Brad Stevens, but I wanted to puke after I heard that soundbite. I mean, Brad, come on.
Tice.
I mean, come on.
Can I use my slogan that I started last fall with Bill Belichick?
Sure.
Excuses are reasons given by losers.
There you go. Thank you, Andy Hart. Best thing you said all day.
Get the T-shirts,
Brad. So the Celtics are in seventh place in the East. They're two games behind the fourth place Knicks. The Heat have won 7 of 10. The Heat are fourth in points allowed per game. They have 8 players in double figures. The Celtics have no chance this afternoon. They have no chance when they play them again on Tuesday. And they are at home, the team that will not be named. And both games are at home. The Celtics are going to have a play-in game. They're going to win. And then they're going to get smoked probably by Brooklyn or Philadelphia. I think it's Brooklyn right now. They have no chance. So my question to you, Andy Hart, is what does Danny do in the offseason?
That is the question.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
The question, because I think there are some people going down the blow-it-up road, going down the – and this is a high-speed highway or whatever that we just got from November when it was like, we're starting the year, Tatum and Brown, the pillars are here for a run. You remember Wick Grosbeck on our airwaves talked about it. It's not like the first time. We're set up for a long run. We got the extension signed. Those guys want to be here. Brad wants to be here, right? That's a triumphant triumvirate right there.
Right.
Well, what happened was they're not that good.
Well, the East got better. A lot
okay.
better.
That's East another excuse better. Given by a loser.
Yeah, but right? the East, well, no, but what they were doing, I
so
think.
So get better. They're young, get better.
Right.
You added talent, get better.
I think that they thought that the combination of Tatum and Brown would be better as a combination.
Sure.
And
that's why I'm asking you, are we at the point that the combination doesn't work? That they're talented, like we don't want to.
They're not enough.
We don't. Forget whether they are enough. Do they fit together? Is the combination, the combo plate. You know when you pick a combo plate?
What's
you,
the difference?
You pick this and this.
Yeah,
can I get
it.
The fried scallops and the fried shrimp?
Yeah, I got it. What,
maybe
what's
add the fried
difference?
Clams.
Okay, what's the difference?
Getting a little hungry.
It doesn't work. Whether they work together or not, they're not enough.
Yeah, no. See, no, those are two
they're
different
not,
things.
They're
those
not
are two
good
different
enough.
Things.
The result is the same.
Those are two different things. Are you removing one from the equation or are you adding to the equation? That's the question that has to be answered. Are you still all in that the pillars of the Boston Celtics' future are Tatum and Brown?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you've answered that.
Yes. No.
So they don't work well enough together. This isn't about supplementing the rest of the roster
no.
with a shooter or a scorer or a bench this or a defender or a big or a small. It's about your superstars, because this is a league where whether it's a duo or a trio, you're built around that, right?
You know, you
had to have a big three.
You're gonna have
but
three.
Now lately it's been back to duos. We're talking about duos. LeBron and AD, Paul George and Kawhi. Like you started to kind of, all right, maybe too many teams are doing it, so it's going to be duos, not trios. Is your duo good enough?
No.
Okay, so you're blowing it up. So Brown is gone, I'm assuming.
Yes, if you can make a deal. And that's going to be tough to do, because here's the problem, is that Brown's value has gone down because of his health. The other thing that really screwed Danny was the health of Kemba Walker. I mean, but I'm not convinced that if Kemba was healthy, that the results would be any different, because I don't think that Kemba, Tatum, and Brown fit.
And whose problem is Kemba Walker's health? isn't this an existing long-term sort of been an issue? Didn't blow his ACL.
But I don't think to this degree. I don't think Danny would have made this move if they thought that he was going to be out this long. And it's been a number of things with him. I mean, it's been, you know, yes, the ACL, the knee, but there's something every time you turn around. I don't think that Danny Ainge would have made this deal if he thought he was going to have Kemba Walker healthy every third game. I would hope that's the case, right? But I don't even, here's the thing, I don't even think that Kemba would have been a fit with Tatum and Brown. I just think he's too ball dominant. Yeah, right. He's just too ball dominant.
Okay, so it was
now
poorly
Jeff Goodman
constructed.
On this show, Jeff Goodman has been on this show, and he was on with Curtis and Ken and Curtis yesterday here on WEEI, and he talked about a deal for Bradley Beal. The problem is I don't think that Jaylen Brown is enough to get Beal. If I'm Washington, I'm not trading Bradley Beal for Jaylen Brown.
Probably not.
I'm not. So
no.
How you got to work. Danny's got to work his magic. To me, the pressure is really on Danny. It's not on Brad anymore. It's really not. I think it's on Danny because the consensus is the roster isn't there. And I don't think Brad's going anywhere because I don't think Wick is going to pay him his 4 years to go away.
Is it four?
Well, it was. There's a five-year extension.
That may not have even kicked in yet if I read the story correct.
Well, it either kicked in this
Goodman's
year or
comments.
Next year.
Yeah.
So it's a long time. So it's 4 or 5 years. I thought this year was the...
Which is why you needed him to leave on his own account and go to college.
And he's not going to.
Hadn't happened.
And it's not
But
happening.
I do agree with you. I feel like the perception or the narrative is now back to Danny. I thought for a while there it swayed towards Brad.
The roster's terrible.
And even Danny, the comments at the trade deadline when he said, I had to give the team hope, I had to give our coach hope, was like a weird comment in that area. Right. But I do think a lot of fans, green teamers, whatever the hell you want to call them, have accepted the roster is not well constructed. It's not deep. It's not good. Now, I like Jaylen Brown more than most. I think that's just a fact at this point.
I think you do.
And like you say, Bradley Beal, that's exciting, right? It's a big name. It's a scorer. It's all this. Does that work?
I think it can.
Do those puzzle pieces work well? I know because they're boys,
well,
right?
Well, not just because of that. Because Beal is more of a two. And then you can, and I know a two and three in the NBA, what's the difference? But I do believe.
Usually there's a slash between them that
they will push each other. And for example, in Chicago, Tatum has an off night. Beal can win that game for you.
What do you go back? Rewind. What did you just say? They'll push each other?
Yeah.
So Tatum needs pushing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't love that. Well, I don't disagree with that, but I don't love that.
I don't love it either. But listen, we would all love Jason Tatum to be LeBron James or even a Larry Bird or a Kevin Durant or have that desire to never lose, you know, to have that mentality. But he doesn't. But so are you going to give up on him, though?
No. I mean, you're giving up on somebody.
Yeah,
you've reached the point where you have to give up on one of your foundational pieces you thought you had.
Right. And also Marcus. I don't think, you know, Marcus is so overrated.
Yeah,
you know,
but he's not a foundational piece.
No, but you might be able to put him in a deal.
I thought he was going to get traded this year. That was my whole plan this year was to trade him. That he, unfortunately for him, his leadership filled a void and it created a weird...
It's overrated. It doesn't matter.
I actually think it's detrimental to the team and the development of Tatum and the team. I wanted to trade him. And then he missed time and the defense was horrific, although the defense has been pretty much horrific wire to wire this year.
Yeah.
But he missed time and it was like, maybe you can't afford to not have him. And then when he comes back, you were hopeful. Trade deadline and Marcus Smart returns. Everything's going to turn the corner here in March or whatever. It didn't. But my plan all along was to trade him because I think he has value. What's the contract? $13 million? A team that's competing for a title? You can't talk yourself into that guy. That right. defensive player can be a value, an asset to a title run. Certainly you could. I thought that was the way to go this year.
I didn't think that way. You put Marcus Smart on a Milwaukee Buck team, they're better.
Yes, 100%.
617-779-7937. I want to close on the Celtics by saying what bothered me most about the Chicago win is we can talk about the talent, Andy, and you're right. They did not care. They did not care. And that's why Danny has to blow it up.
Isn't it hard to care when you know you're not good enough? Resignation sets in. Isn't resignation a tough thing? Like senioritis, it's over, or this version of it, we're not good enough. You think they're dumb? You think they think they're good enough?
You think
Brad thinks they're good enough? Because I said to you during the break, you know what I think matchup problems are? I think there's some degree of, they're not morons.
Well,
they're human beings that know... This has gone on a long time. Again, I'm going to reference Parcells twice. Like, don't you think they know they are what their record says they are? we try to talk ourselves into pre-All-Star break where they win five. They were challenged by Brad to win five.
Yeah,
great.
But that was
how many times are we going to talk ourselves into this and then how about you just realize they're not that good?
But well, they're not that good, but I also don't think they care because if you
because they're not that good.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
Well,
when you think you can win, you're more invested, correct?
You just mentioned their lack of defensive effort,
yep.
And that's been all year.
All year.
Which means they don't care. So I think that they should be the fourth best team in the East. They should be the fourth best team. They should
maybe,
be.
But they
have the talent. Eh. So that's why you have to blow it up. Because if you don't have the pride to at least want a home floor advantage, and you just want to settle for a playing game and then get your ass banged, hit the road. Hit the road. That's why Danny has to blow it up.
Blow it up. Bye-bye, Brown.
Yeah,
I'll be rooting for Brown.
And Tatum is the only guy left standing. Even if you have to trade Rob Williams, which at one point you could. Now I don't think you can. But Smart, Brown, Williams are all gone. I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
And
here's the thing. You have to get guys that care. Right now, you have to get guys that have something to
prove. Do you think Jaylen Brown doesn't care or it doesn't work? Because I think Jaylen Brown cares.
I think he cares, but I don't think that he can. I don't think he's as talented as Tatum. And because of that, he has to be the fall guy. He also can't stay healthy to save his life. Take a look at Miami. Do those guys care? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
But who's given credit for that?
I think it's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who's your best player?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. So he creates an atmosphere. So who should be creating the atmosphere?
Well, and this goes to the point. But
I know you're going to throw Haslam.
Spoelstra is also.
Well, yeah, I give him credit.
And that goes to the Brad point.
But a lot of people believe that Jimmy Butler wouldn't let the Heat lose last year as they were making their run. Jason Tatum needs to make sure the Celtics don't lose or do his best in that area, whereas you have locally people saying, why is he playing well? Why is he scoring a lot of points? He's got 32 million reasons.
Yeah,
didn't
I don't
say anything
that.
About making a run for a playoff spot, a home court, or this, or
I
that.
Think he knew it's the only way that they could win.
Did they win?
In those games? The 63, they didn't. The 60, I believe.
They did.
Thank you. Jeez, I brain cramped for a minute. I said, geez, I thought he won that game. Yeah, they came back and they won that game. They were down.
Yeah, they were down like 30.
They were down by 32.
They went to overtime.
They came down by 32. No, but Jimmy Butler did not become that guy until he went to Miami. Jimmy Butler went through a lot of teams.
So Tatum needs to leave to become that guy?
No, Tatum may need time to mature. But Jimmy Butler took him about 8 years to become that guy.
It's true.
All right, coming up next, it's Cam versus Mac. Andy's got a great read-up on WEEI.com that hopefully Bill Belichick will take a look at.